Most of chizik to the vrayim yoyse mishir Torah. That the Rabbanim made a difference, a bigger chizik more than the Torah made. In other words, the Tosfos says, even though the Yom HaMitzvah is less than Midiraisa, Midiraisa the first night is mutter, so good, Rabbanim asked it that night. By the next day, the Yom HaKfura, that's only Yosem and Rabbanim made a chizik more than the Torah. In other words, yesterday there was also Midiraisa, Midiraisa its night is not also. But now with Rabbanim, the Yom Kfura, even though it's only Yosem and Rabbanim, still Rabbi holds, the Laila is also also. So according to Rabbi, both the Laila of the Yom HaMisa and the Laila of Yom HaKfura are both also Midrabbanim. It's also from the Indian Tit Kochim until after the night of the Yom HaKfura. Now the more so like this. Torah Rabbanim, what's the price like this? The Pasuk says, Ki chen si vei si, this is the Parshin Vayikra Yud, again with Dorosh, Moshe Darshin, how come Aaron had the Soya Shavash Chodesh burnt? So in the Pesukim it says there, of Ki chen si vei si, as Moshe asked Aaron, like how come you didn't eat it? So Kashet si vei si, Kashet si vei Hashem. That's a few words it says there. So it asks like this, Ki chen si vei si means Ba'aninus, Yechlu and Echnami. There's a special tzivri that the mincha that was brought that day, even though that day Aaron's two children died, Nadav Yaviyu, and he was a Noinim, still there's a special mitzvah, teach your lad eat, even though it's Noinim, teach from the mincha. That means Kashet Tzivesi B'Shas Maisa. Like you had a tzivri B'Shas Maisa, Rashi says, Kishir Lemaninus, Omelem, Shlayim No Machinus Kotchim Ayim, even though Aaron became a Noinim today, still the Pasuk says, you should not stop eating from the Kodesh today, Sheshema Piagbura, that you heard from a Kodesh Baruch himself, Shecholak Aninas Hayom, the Kodesh Misha Yomim, today is different. Okay, Shero, Shenista, Fomalhem, Ochotaklu Reis Hayom. And then when Moshe saw that Aaron burnt the korban of Rosh Chodesh, he asked him, how come he burnt it? Why didn't he eat it? Is Omalhem Kashet Sivu Hashem? Meaning, Lemia Lani Yomim. I'm not making it up myself to say you should eat from it, but you know you still get a tzivu Hashem, like Hashem told you, you'll not eat from the kachim. So that was Moshe's taina to Aaron, how come you did not eat from the korban of Rosh Chodesh that was brought that day? And we'll soon see the answer later why, that Aaron held it was only a heter for the kachim of Lishor, the special korbanos brought that special day, but a korban like Rosh Chodesh that's brought in every Rosh Chodesh, a kachim doris, there was no heter to eat, even though he was anointed. Akopon the Gemara says, Raminu have a question. That Raminu have a question that says, Mifnei Aninus Nisifu, that the reason why Aaron burnt it was because he was an Einim. The Kach Nem, therefore the Pesuk says, Kaila. And Rashi says, the Kasher is that Mashma Moshe was Haida to Aaron. Moshe will soon see, admitted to Aaron that you would write why you burnt it. So if it was a Pish Gevura, if you heard from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's allowed to eat it. If Moshe like is saying, I'm asking you because Hashem says you're allowed to eat it, so how could Moshe admit later? What's going on here? So Moshe says, Nakasha is Nastira. I tell you, Hori of Yehuda, Hori of Nachman. Taka Machlekes will soon see. Titania will learn like this. Mefnei Aninus Safu Enechname, the reason why Aaron had the korban of Rosh Chodesh burnt was because he was an Einin and wasn't hooked there for him to eat it. That's why he had the korban burnt. Lekach Nema, therefore it says Kela, like this, Divrei Reb Nechemya, Divrei Reb Nechemya learns. Yes, according to Reb Nechemya, Rashi explains that like there wasn't a tzivah from Hashem, he's allowed to eat it. It was a different Joshua. Therefore it's good like what the end Moshe was masking. We have Yehudu, Reb Shimon, Aymem, they say, Mifnei Tumah Nisufah. You know why Aaron had this korban Rosh Chodesh burnt? Because the meat became Tumah, Mifnei Tumah Nisufah. Because Shema, tell me if you're going to tell me, if Ne'aninus Nisifom, that the reason why Aaron burnt this korban was because he was an Einin, he wasn't allowed to eat the meat at night. So I ask the question, Heimlishlashtrim, Sheyisafu, he should have burnt all three korbanos. Three korbanos were brought that day. There was the Soyanachshon, the Meluyim, and the Sosha Rosh Chodesh. So how come only one was burnt? How come not all three? So it must be, not because he was an Einin, but because the tumah happened to one of them. To Avrach, another pshat is, really, even though he was an Einin by daytime, but still he's allowed to eat the meat at night. Sakam didn't eat it at night. Elamai, because it became tumah. To Avrach, another Tain, another question is, you can't say the reason why he was burnt was because Aaron was an Einin, because Pinchas was there. And Pinchas wasn't an Einin, it wasn't his chosen to die. So how come Pinchas didn't eat from it? That's the proof to say that the reason why Aaron had the carbon of Rosh Chodesh burnt was because it became Tomei. It only happened to that one, not to the other two, but not because he was an Einin. Rabam Rabbis says no, Idi Vidi Rav Nechemia. Both could go good according to Rav Nechemia. And I'll tell you this, Lekasha, Kan Bekotche Shor, Kan Bekotche Doris. One was the Kotche Shor and Chanami. The special Kabbonis that brought that special day of the Mincham and the Sawyer of Miluyim and the Sawyer Nachshin, that is a special letter to Tidit. Even though he was an Einin, still there was a special letter to Tidit. But Kotche Doris was no letter. The carbon of Rosh Chodesh, that's the Doris, that there was no head to teat. So that's why he had it burnt. And that's why at the end, Moshe admitted to Aaron that you were right, even though Hashem told him he's supposed to eat from it, but the head was only teat from the Kodshe Shor, the special carbonis that were brought that special day, but not for the carbon Rosh Chodesh that's brought the Doris. Now, Reb Nechemya Hechi Metaras Hani Kroi, for Rabbanon Hechi Metaras Lehu Lehani Kroi. How does the Nechemya learn Shan the Pesukim here? And how does the Rabbanon learn Shan in the Pesukim over here? Like Rashi says, the Nechemya, the Yom Mifnei Aninus Nisrefo, the reason why it was burnt, because he was an Einein, Hechi Metaras Lehani Kroi, the Oysa Parsha, Mayom Moshe, Mayahadru Lehi, Linyan Aninus. And what was the Shaka Vataya? What did Moshe ask Aaron, and what did Aaron answer him back? So more explains like this. Rabbi Nechemya Metaretz Lo Hochi. Nechemya answered the Pesukim like this. Again, according to Nechemya, the reason why it was burnt was because Aaron wasn't anointing. It says like this. Madu Allah Yechaltim. How come you did not eat? Omar Loi Moshe Li Aaron. The Moshe said to Aaron, Shema Nichnas Dom Lefnayan Lefnim. Maybe the Domim of this Korban Rosh Chodesh was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and had a psal on it. Omar Loi, Aaron answered back, no. Hein Loi Huvez Dom, no. The dam was not brought inside, that was not the psul. If so, Moshe asked Aaron, Shema chusla mechitzasa yotzesom, maybe there was a psul yotze, maybe this dam was brought outside the Azara, and that's why you had the korban burnt. Omar Loi, Aaron answered back, no, ba'kodesh hoysa, the korban was brought the right way in the base, in the kodesh, in the Mishkan. V'dum if so, Moshe asked Aaron, v'yanina sakri visu, like maybe you brought it when you were naining, and you passed it by bringing it. Is Omaloi Moshe. So Aaron said back to Moshe, V'chiyahemek Rivu, did my sons bring it? And there will be an Einein, Taka, they would be possible. No, Aaron said, Aniyak Rafti, I brought it, and I'm a Kohen Gadol, I'm allowed to bring it. V'yomalei hein lehuve es domoi b'kodesh hoiso. So then Moshe said to Aaron, listen, if there's no psulim here, if the dam was not put inside, not outside, if so, so how come you didn't eat from this korban at night time? Just like you allowed to eat from the mincha, how come you didn't eat from this korban Rosh Chodesh at night time? Or Maloi, so Aaron answered back at him and said, V'atikrenu oisi k'eilo, V'yachal tichate sayoim, hayite v'yeni Hashem, means I'm allowed to eat from this korban, no, I'm an oinein. That means to say like this, Shem Maloi shemat elo b'kot sheshor, the only heter was on a Kodesh Shor special korban that was brought that day. On that, it was a heter for me to eat it, even though I'm an Einin. But the Kodesh Doris, but this korban, like Rosh Chodesh, here it's different. This is a Kodesh Doris. Kal v'chaimah ma'isa kal v'chaimah from ma'isa sheni. Oma ma'isa kal madach b'ma'isa sheni. Om Ritor, the Pesuk says, Lo yachalti b'yonim menu. I'm not letting it if I'm an Einin. It shall be kotshe doris like lekol shekhein. The kotshe doris, for sure you're not allowed to eat if you're an Einin. So that was Aaron's time back to Moshe, that the hefty was only on the kotshe shor, was only on the special karbonis of the soyer nach, of the soyer, of the nosi, and of the Rashi said before, we're talking about now, which was Chodesh Nisan, the day of Hukam HaMishkan, and they brought Shloish Yisirim, Kovo Baba Yom, was a Soyer Nachshon, the Soyer Rosh Chodesh, the Shor Shabor Lashor, special Shor after Miluyim. So the heter was tithed only from those two special ones, but not from the korban Rosh Chodesh. Senech Nami, and when Moshe heard this, Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim. So as soon as he heard this, Vayishma Moshe, or Vayita Bienav, Mizhoid of Loi Bosh, Moshe Lem Loi Shemati, Moshe admitted and was not embarrassed to say, did not hear, you're right. El Omar, but rather what Moshe said, Shemati Vishachachti, Ataka heard like it, and I forgot, Ataka, you're right. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Hechi Metaritzlu, how do they answer this? Hoki Metaritzlu. They learn Pshat like this, that Madua Leyachaltim, again, Moshe asked Aaron, how come you didn't eat from it? Leyachaltim Esachat is from Akam HaKadosh. Shema maybe Nichna Zom Lefnei Hashem, there's a Psul Dam, Omaloi, Hein Loi Huvez Dom, and no, there's no Psul. Shema Chutzim Chisasi Yotzeso, Omaloi, Hein HaKadosh, Hoysa, no, there's no Psul Chutzida. Veduma Bianina Saki Vusu, Paslusu, maybe it was brought by children, they were an Oinein, Omaloi, no, Omaloi Moshe, Heinik Revu, do my two children are still alive, did they bring it? No. Yehenek Rebisu the Postle, would they could pass it? Aninus, Aniak Rav Tio, I brought it. And I'm a clean God, I'm allowed to bring it. Veduma Aga Merichu, Peshosabe, Yitzmu, maybe since you were Merirish, you were like angry, Yatzar, so maybe because that, you made it Tomei? Omaloi, Moshe, so Aaron said back to Moshe, Kachani Bencho, this is the way I am in your eyes. Shani mevaz the kotsh shemayim that I should be mevaz and leave over and let the kotsh shemayim be tomei avada not for I take ren ois to keilo which should happen to me the afilo eilo cheilo in any mevaz the kotsh shemayim that avada not mevaz any kotsh shemayim so omaloi vihem loi huve es doma the kodesh oiso ocho tzach lo oisoi bakoidish kasher tzivei sivanin es yechlu so in other words so Moshe asked Aaron en chanani Moshe asked Aaron if nothing went wrong if it wasn't tomei how come it didn't eat it. Or Malois, he said back like this, Shemaloi Shemat Ela Balaila. Maybe I only heard this and had to teed it at night time. Even teed the first two kabbonis, the heta was only teed it at night time. But at daytime, I'm an oinin, it could be a tzasa. The Ibayon, because by day, the Chur Aaron said, Kavachem of Maisa Kala, but Kavachem of Maisa Kal. Or Ma Maisa Kamat of Maisa Shaini. Omutar the Torah says, Lo Yechal to be any man, you're not allowed to eat it. Is Kodesh Chomer, Kodshim, which is more Chomer than Maisa Shaini, like Kol Shechein, that you're not allowed to eat it when you were anointing. So Aaron said, Echnami, at daytime I didn't eat it. Only at night time I ate the other two. Aye, how come I didn't eat Rosh Chodesh? We'll soon see why not, that we don't say it. But our koponim, it says, Vayishma Moshe, Moshe heard this, Vayitabe Enoch was good in his eyes, Leiboish Moshe Lemele